address what was going on. Again, just to recap, the question in the back was regarding NDAs as far as who's protecting whom. Are they requesting more protection from non-competes and whatnot, or are you requesting protection that they won't disclose your methods and whatnot? As far as presenting your client with an NDA that protects your operations and your methods for and whatnot, I'm sorry, but I would have to disagree. I think that if you present your clients with an NDA with those involved, you will probably lose more clients than you will get in the end. Also, most NDAs, as far as what the client will present to you, the most important part, and again, addressing the question in the back, is probably on the non-competes. Non-competes are common in an NDA where they will ask you to not compete with their competitors or subsidiaries of their competitors and whatnot, or even in some cases their clients. And commonly, it's usually a year's worth of time where you can't directly work with them. That's probably the most important part for you as a consultant. But again, I would have to disagree that presenting your client with an NDA is probably a deal killer more than it is a deal maker. Please.
All about being professional. All about being professional. All you're going to do are haggling with anybody. It's a deal breaking deal. You're just going about in a professional way, sort of opening your mind about what you're going to do and what you're going to get out of the deal.
Unfortunately, demand doesn't imply an exclusive market. Any contract that you have, when the client's going to put an RFP out there, there's certainly going to be more than your bid. And in that negotiating process, that's something that they will look at. And again, I think it would probably cost you more clients than it would gain you.
I think we haven't gone way off.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, okay. We're all very interested in how to get our presence out there.
let me get the question in the back. The gentleman's been very patient. Please. Perhaps we can discuss this afterwards. I'll definitely be around, and I'm sure other attendants will be around. I'd just like to run through the rest of it, because I think we're running really, really short on time. Sorry to interrupt you like that, but let's go ahead. Your presence, pretty much self-explanatory. Phone, want to have a dedicated business line. Your website. Again, your website can really serve as your storefront nowadays. And it doesn't have to be that fancy. Who you are, what your experience has been like, and what you're looking for. Initially, you won't have a client list, but once you do, you will want to put it up there. Your client list will sell you more times than anything else you will ever do. And then, of course, search engine registration. Register yourself with the engines out there, and also there's a lot of consulting directories out there that you want to register yourself with. Business cards, probably one of your best form of advertising. The only advertising I did when I first started out was I just handed out my business cards like crazy. You call up old friends in college, you let people know, hey, you know what, I'm on my own now. This is what I can offer for your company. Call me if you need something. And really, in some cases, that can be the only type of promotion you're going to have to do. Other forms of promotion, a lot of options. You can start off with a big bang and buy a full-page ad in a local tech journal or something along those lines. Or again, you can just do it by word of mouth, handing your business cards out, coming to conferences like this. It's really up to you. Either way, I think you'll see enough demand out there where you'll at least generate some interest just by letting people know that you're on your own and this is what you can offer. As far as keeping clients happy, definitely don't overpromise. Try to stay within your boundaries of your skill set. I think you'll find that they'll appreciate that more than you just saying, you know what, I can't offer that service for you. That will probably keep them a lot more happy. And definitely don't underperform. It's always beneficial to set up specs as far as what your client expects from you, and you make sure that you meet those to the T. Usually when I give my clients specs of what I'm going to return to them, I do it in bullet point format. That way you can really lay it out and say, hey, look, this is what I'm promising you, and this is what the finished product does, so our business is complete. Be available. I can't tell you how many times I've won contracts just because a client is fed up of not being able to get their consultant on the phone. get a cell phone and return your calls. That's something that's very simple, will really go a long way. Deadlines. Deadlines are very important. Your client will make other deadlines based on the deadlines you give them. If you can't meet it, tell them, hey, look, you know what? We're a week out. I'm not going to make next week's deadline. The communication there is a lot more important than showing up and not having a finished product. Finally, network for your client. I think you'll find that big clients will come to you and outsource projects intentionally just based on the fact that by outsourcing to you, you can get them in contact with other clients and whatnot. I've had clients come to me and ask me to work on a project for them just because they want an introduction to another client I have. That's just the way business is done. So you'll find that just by being willing to network for your client, you will get other contracts in the end. Billing. Ask your client if they want a project or an hourly rate. Very important, and also very important to your bottom line. Invoicing, be diligent. Have your policies. I personally invoice on the 1st and the 15th of the month. You may want to do it monthly. You may want to do it weekly. Either way, let your client know. And unfortunately, one of the parts of consulting is you won't always get paid. You have to write off. You have to sue clients. That's unfortunately a way to do business. But it never hurts to be nice. Hey, listen, you know that invoice I sent you last week? You know, could you check up on it? It was a net 10 terms, and it's due tomorrow. It never hurts to just give a call and find out what's going on. Meet your client's needs as far as try to anticipate their needs and what they have now. If they're looking at starting certain services or certain websites, do a little bit of research on their part. Find out what's coming down the road as far as technology-wise and what they can use. And then finally, client maintenance. If you don't know how to golf, start taking lessons now. Clients will expect for you to take them out to dinner, gifts at Christmas time and whatnot. Never hurts, and it's part of doing business. An invitation for a round of golf on Friday, common ways of doing business. As far as other things you can do as a consultant, network. Places like this are a perfect part for it. Listservs, news groups. Get out there and just let people constantly know what you're doing. Things like this can lead to new contracts, potential partners, new employees, or even new subcontractors. There's other people just like you doing consulting that can do other things you can't. Form alliances, use their skills, bid on contracts together. This is how you build up your business and start bidding on bigger contracts. You also need to maintain and expand your skill set. Times change, and the skills that you have now aren't necessarily going to be in demand 5 years from now, so you need to make sure that you keep yourself relevant. And follow your other pursuits. If you have other interests, follow them. That's one of the benefits of being self-employed. Really quickly, some keys to success. Keep your discipline. Being self-employed doesn't mean you don't have to work. Nobody pays you for sitting around. And you'll very quickly find there's a difference between working hours and billable hours. So it does require quite a bit of discipline. Again, keep your clients happy. Communicate with them. Let them know you're available for them. Maybe you don't always return calls the same day, but let them know, hey, I return my calls within 24 hours. And most clients are at least want to know when they can expect a call back. Always look for an opportunity for yourself and for your clients. New technologies, new companies out there, new potential partners. Always keep an eye out. Rules of thumb. When I first started out, one of the best pieces of when I first started out, I spoke with other consultants. Best piece of advice I ever got was set your rate and never ever change it. Companies who tell you they won't pay your rate are lying to you. And you will have Fortune 100 companies tell you, oh, your rate's too high. Keep your rate, set it. Work with your client on payment options, but make sure you never let anybody tell you your rate is too high. Invoice payments, again, you won't always get paid. Research your client ahead of time. It helps. You'll have to sue clients eventually, and unfortunately, that's just the way it is. And finally, it always seems harder than what it is. Don't let the information overwhelm you. Again, when you start talking about taxes and IRS, it starts to get a little up there, but it's really not that bad. Some resources for you. Realrates.com. That's a very important site. Basically, it's a consultant site where consultants go in and they report their latest contracts and what they're getting paid. It helps you set your market rate. And it helps you go to your client and say, hey, look, I researched this. There's five other consulting companies charging this rate. This is my rate. A very important site. IRS, I think it's a very helpful site. A lot of their documents are downloadable in PDFs. It saves you trips to the library and whatnot. And finally, Small Business Administration, the SBA. A lot of good resources out there for business plans, financing, and just general advice. Excellent website. Definitely recommend it if you were thinking of starting out on your own. Summary, I'll skip over because I know we're running short. And again, just as the last point, it's really easier than you think. Don't let it overwhelm you. You can do this. It's not rocket science. It just takes a little time. So I appreciate you coming. Thank you.